Fáilte a rás hig an clár. Now, a public meeting and sharing of information regarding a campaign to establish an all-Irish secondary school in Castlebar is happening in the Lennon Hall Theatre in Castlebar this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And the evening will involve contributions from guest speakers and presentations which will describe the progress of the campaign to date, the advantages that the school will bring to our young people, and also plans to advance the campaign to achieve the objectives. So we're talking here about Castlebar being the home of an all-Irish secondary school, and I'm joined on the programme today to discuss the whole campaign by Frank O'Claherty and by Emer Mayock, who are two members of the committee. Ladies first, it would be inappropriate otherwise. Emer, we do have secondary, all-Irish secondary schools in the Gaeltacht areas of Mayo, but you believe that that now needs to be expanded?
Yes, thanks Tommy, and thanks for having us on and supporting this campaign. We have three Gaeltacht areas in Mayo. We're very lucky to have the Erris Gaeltacht, Turvicadie and Achill. So, and that's very enriching. We do have Gaelscoil, a primary all-Irish education school in Castlebar. There's one in Westport, there's one in Ballina, and there is one in Claremorris. These are all primary schools, but there is no opportunity to continue that immersive Irish education at second level.
And we all know about the popularity of Gaelscoil in the national schools. So rather than, I suppose, trying to transport all of these young people who have now nurtured a great understanding of the Irish up to sixth class, yes, and rather than going into an English-speaking school, it gives people the alternative.
It is an alternative, and we believe it's a very valid alternative and that there is huge demand for it. If you consider that there's over 700 children in those four towns attending Gaelscoil, we don't have anywhere for them to continue that. And that is such a waste of resources, a shame that they don't continue the TIM Educus, which is the immersive everyday language is Irish in your education. You learn everything through Irish and you become a fluent, valid Irish speaker. And we would like this to happen in a town that is also home to everything else that the children do. Their sports activities, their social life, all of the other things which are very strong in their lives, like music, sport, art, all of that, that they can do that in the place where they're growing up.
Frank, where is the campaign at? I know, as you say, you have this public meeting on Wednesday night in Lennon Hall, but in terms of preparing for this, where is the campaign at?
Well, we came together first, Tommy, in February 2020, 3 years ago. And then we had, of course, we had the unfortunate pandemic that happened. And that, I suppose, it slowed the development of the campaign somewhat, but we were working away in the background all of the time, speaking to different stakeholders within the system that exists as it does, and within our own community right throughout that period. We have met with Anforis Patrunachta on several occasions, who provide patronage to such organisations and establishments. We have met and spoken to many of the Gaelgori and people who have an interest in the Irish in our communities, and we've spoken to teachers from near and far, and we are at a stage where shortly following on from our big night, which is on Wednesday at 7, we will be making a formal application Iarchtas Ifigul Chigan Ryan to the department get Ahanthus recognition for this Chonskin, for this initiative, and from there we would be hoping to go forward and establish the new school.
Do you have a site in mind? Are you looking at a greenfield site, or is there a building in Castlebar that you believe would be suitable as it is?
There are several options, Tommy, but I suppose, like all new things, we start small. It will be a first intake of students, and you know, second year will be second year, and after 6 years you'll have your first leaving cert. So after 6 years post-establishment, you would have, I suppose, the full 6 years of school, and at that stage, and probably well before it, actually, you'd be looking at going on to something that would be the permanent base. But for it, but Lightscoil Raftery, which started 40 years ago in Cushlan Na Wari, They started in many different places, in different buildings, and after a period of time, they developed into that fine established location where they are at the moment.
Eimear, calls are already coming in from people saying, A, it's a great idea, but B, location. I mean, you know, if you talk of Westport, if you talk about Ballina, Claremorris, Castlebar, you know, geographically that's quite a widespread. Is Castlebar central enough, people are asking?
Well, if we consider on Bohernua, Idir, Cochnamor, Thugus, Koshinawari, so we're going to have a new road opening in April, which will bring the towns very close together as such. We would be hoping that there would be resources available for those who want to travel, but we feel that Castlebar, being the largest town in Mayo and being the county town, and has the oldest Gaelscoil in the county, 40 years of growing, that we feel that this is central
enough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to envisage the kind of challenges you'll come up against with, say, the Department of Education. I mean, as things stand, the department will be saying they can't recruit English-speaking teachers. Where are we going to get all Irish-speaking teachers for subjects like geography, history, home economics?
This is something that myself and Frank and Frida have been investigating as part of the campaign and as part of securing our beliefs and knowing that we can reach out to teachers, who many of whom are in Dublin, in jobs, have very good Irish, would love to move to the west of Ireland, would really love to be part of something new and something vibrant in the Irish language in Mayo, which this Gaelcoileachta will be. So we've already had a lot of interest from teachers who have a vested interest in the Irish language. So we're very heartened by that.
So you're confident that the staff recruitment wouldn't be an issue?
We are confident that we can reach out and that people have already reached out to us from abroad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Willing to come back.
Willing.
Yeah. Frank, the other issue that I see coming in here in relation to an all-Irish secondary school would be that every parent wants the best for their children. And I know that young parents who are sending their children to all-Irish speaking schools are very proud of that. But does there come a time when maybe they draw a line in the sand and they say, look, we want them to be able to be fluent Irish speakers, but at the same time, they're going to go out into a world that is predominantly an English-speaking world and that maybe they could lose out in some way?
That might have been a mentality that was in place heretofore, I'd say, Tommy, but at this stage, with the official recognition of Irish as a full status language within Europe, that is changing. There is a huge civil service around that within Europe that requires staffing and resourcing. So the prospects of employment beyond, I suppose, college and leaving cert and all of that they're huge, Tommy. There are massive opportunities there now. There are also massive opportunities after, you know, we have the TG Cahir phenomena that has, snowballed really, and that's leading into the film industry. There are all kinds of possibilities there for people who are fluent in the language. I think parents before now, you know, if you sit back and look at it, Tommy, and think about it, I'm going to send my child. Parents have been proud to send their children on to, you know, Gaelscoil Raftery,
yes,
Gaelscoil na Cruithe, all the Gaelscoil that are in Mayo. But if you think about, you know, the lack of consistency and continuity. It does not make sense. There is a system of education in our county. It needs to evolve to include and cater for the Irish language and the thumma, the immersion in secondary school. And that's what we're about. Mm.
Yeah. In terms of market research, Eimear, you know, I know you've made reference to the fact that, you know, you've already done a call out to see would the recruitment process be an issue, and it seems like it wouldn't be. Speaking anecdotally to parents and saying, look, would you like an all-Irish secondary school is one thing, because they'll probably say, yeah, we would. But the reality is that when it comes down to the pounds, shillings and pence and splitting hairs, you know, is there a likelihood that they may weigh down on the side of an English-speaking school, even though in their heart of hearts they would like their children to be able to be fluent speakers of Irish?
Well, I think that a lot of the questions you're asking, Tommy, will be answered by a lot of different people on Wednesday night, and not just myself and Frank are primarily in this. We're parents. Our children go to Gaelscoil Raftery, but we see the bigger picture and we can see a vision for the school. But also on the night, we're going to have speakers there who are very, very involved and invested in the Irish language and Irish language education throughout Ireland. So they will be able to provide parents and all interested parties with the bigger picture in relation to statistics, in relation to the viability and the feasibility of this project, because we know and we believe that this project is viable. And we want parents to feel that the next step for their education for their child is a solid step. And every parent wants to feel that. Every parent wants to know. But as Frank said, the opportunities for Irish speakers coming from the TEM educators, from the immersive Gael Coláiste, this has been happening in Dublin for generations now. This has been happening. In Mayo, it's only been happening until sixth class. We are aware of people who have excelled in the English-speaking world as fluent Irish speakers. And I could give you very many examples of those people who are in politics, who are in media, who are actors, who are business people. It's across the board. To have a fluency in Irish is no longer just you could become an Irish teacher. It is across the board. We're seeing people with excellent, excellent jobs across that.
Do we know, and you may or may not know this stat, you know, outside of Gaeltacht areas, how many all Irish speaking secondary schools do we have in the country?
We have 30.
30, mm-hmm. Right, okay. So like a lot of counties have.
Oh, they do. And actually, sadly, from Donegal down to Clare are the least.
Why do you think that is?
Because in our own community, I feel that there was a hard battle fought for Gael Scoilreachtaí. That was a generation of people who did that and did an amazing job. And there just has not been the appetite for this through the last 40 years or 30 years. And at some point, myself, I certainly had a light bulb moment when I thought, I want my children to continue in immersive education till they are 18 years old, and then they can make their decision on where to go.
Yeah, Frank, I admire your ambition for this project, yourself, Emer, Frida. It's a very small committee now, and obviously Wednesday night you'll be hoping to expand that. Some of the calls that are coming in here, this texter says, is Castlebar not already under pressure for resources, football pitches, etc., and everything that's needed for and to support another school in the town of Castlebar? Other calls, there are already buses travelling from Castlebar, Westport and Ballinrobe to Tormacady, all within 20 to 25 minutes of a radius. So the questions that are being asked is, you know, will there be a demand?
Well, we certainly from our discussions, Tommy, we certainly know that there is a demand, and we will, I suppose, quantify and categorise that demand in the weeks following our meeting. Just in my own case, my daughter expressed an interest in going to Tormacady as a, you know, to do her secondary school. But unfortunately for her, and it's always been the case, just something that's within our family, that, you know, 20 minutes in a car and she's travel sick. You know, okay. So that wasn't an option for her. It was considered and strongly considered. But children need to have opportunity in their own areas, and that's what we're about.
Politically, locally, have you lobbied?
We have, and we are getting some very positive noises about this. It's probable that there is going to be an evolution of our secondary education system in the not too distant future. There has been a consultation process for the provision of these types of institutions outside of Gaeltacht areas, which is just completed by the department. And politicians, I suppose, they know when things are afoot and when things are happening, and we have some very positive soundings taken, and we're sure of support.
Emer, if all goes to plan, if you can line up all of your ducks in order, how soon could this actually become a reality?
We would be hoping that this, well, next September would be a great reality, but we would be hoping most definitely to be inviting students for September 24.
So you are that enthusiastic that it can happen, even if it was greenfield?
Well, we're quite realistic in terms of the amount of students you need to start the school, and we're realistic on the amount of teachers you need to deliver the entire curriculum. We're aware of the subjects that are needed and the skill sets across that.
Okay, so Wednesday evening, do the sell. Who do you want to see in the Lennon Hall at 7?
Everybody. this is not just about the education of children. It's about our community. It's about the future of community. It's about creating something in Castlebar that has never existed before and that can really enrich the whole environment for everybody. We know that there are so many Irish speakers in Castlebar who never get an opportunity to speak. They never get an opportunity to speak their language amongst each other. We need Irish speakers who are over the age of 12.
And is your emphasis and that of Frank, I presume the same, is that there should be more emphasis put on the spoken word as opposed to the written one?
That is what TIM Educus is. It's actually both.
Okay.
But if we can see in Skull Raftery, for instance, up to the age of 12, it is an absolute... It's so easy for the children to communicate in Irish and yet be fluent. English is the dominant language in their lives. Irish becomes the dominant language in their education.
Do you, in your household and yours as well, do you speak predominantly Irish?
I wouldn't say predominantly, but, a lot of the time, just certain times, am dinner, agus sachar, agus igdol, agus just, you know, vimijic an cliffa, on Saharan, agus vimijic conch, asquelga on egon cliffa, agus worthy marshin, just. So on da tanga, yeah.
And where did your love of the Irish language come from?
Well, I suppose I grew up in a house that was where traditional music was the big key element of our evolution as a family. And my mother was a primary school teacher, so there was Irish in our house. We learned to sing songs in Irish when we were kids as well as part of that. But since I've been out in the world as a traditional musician, I'm also the traditional arts advisor to the Arts Council of Ireland. So I see the enriching nature of the language in all of that. I see how important it is, and I see how people have benefited from being bilingual.
Mm. Yeah, is it the same in your house, Frank?
Yeah, Tommy, we'd be gaoithiangach, and we'd practice it, enthusiastically, regularly. And my father would be from the Gaeltacht area in Connemara, so my background on one side would be Formish an Tumann or Vimishog. I got the immersion, and it's a revelation when it happens, and that's what we're trying to bring into Castlebar.
Okay, well, listen, we wish you the very, very best of luck with it. As I say, a lot of calls coming in, and a lot of them are very positive calls. Just some of them. What different methods of teaching Irish are used successfully in the Gael schools that could be used in other schools, i.e. primary and secondary? Teach conversational Irish and leave out the emphasis on the grammar. We don't even speak English in a grammatically correct manner anyway, which is kind of probably quite true. But I say a lot of people saying, yep, there's definitely an opening and an appetite, it would appear from me, from what we're seeing on both screens here in front of me, from people saying, let's tease out the idea. Would it be totally funded by the department? Is that, you know, would the department take sole ownership, or would there be a partnership?
They have to agree. The final word comes from the initial and the final word comes from the Department of Education, and their resources then are fed into the establishment and the upkeep and all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, listeners, if you would like to tease out the ideas that are going to be mooted on Wednesday evening in the Lennon Hall Theatre in Castlebar, it's a free event. You can come along and listen to various speakers pitch the idea of an all-Irish speaking secondary school for Castlebar. It's at 7 o'clock and it's on Wednesday evening. Listen, thank you both very much for coming in. Frank, thank you. And Emer, thank you very much indeed. And you know what? We have a little time for a little bit of music, and you know, you'll both actually remember all of these songs that I'm about to play for you, because I'm doing a new show called Celebration Ireland. And one of the things we're doing is we're doing a little nostalgic trip back to the National School classroom where people learned songs in Irish. And I actually had this as part of another show some years ago, and everybody in the audience started singing back the songs. And it proves to me yet again that within all of our heads, even though some people have sad memories of their national school experiences, particularly back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe even into the 80s, the reality is we all have a vocabulary of Irish that is locked away in our heads.
Yeah,
and the last thing we want to do is to lock it away in the next generation. And that is why it is so important that people put their shoulder to the wheel and support this initiative. Thank you both indeed for coming in. And here is the Celebration Ireland Tribute Band with our tribute to the Irish songs.